Take a ride into unknown musical landscapes.
This is Rob Mendoza's Test Drive.
Hello everyone, this is Rob Mendoza and welcome to another edition of Test Drive, the Global Progressive Psy radio show. As you probably know, this is the big edition of the show, so on the second half of the hour, we have a very insightful interview with the charming Spinny Laney. You don't want to miss that. And right now, I got 38 minutes of great progressive psytrance for you, starting off with an unreleased track of hers called Interdimensional Flying, making its exclusive debut right here on Test Drive. Check it out. We'll be right back.
exploring the global sounds of progressive psytrance. This is Test Drive with Rob Mendoza.
I see the spirit.
That is Eons of the Time by Atacama. Before that, a classic by Liquid Soul, I See the Spirit. And before that, we had Lish and Mr. Watt doing Experimental Movement. Coming up next, a great track that was released at the beginning of the year and I still play a lot. I'm talking about Mind Wave and Moon, and you're tuned in to Test Drive.
choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept. One we are willing to postpone. And one we intend to win.
Exploring the global sounds of progressive psytrance. This is Test Drive with Rob Mendoza.
And that's the triple collaboration of Liquid Soul, Size, and Solar Kid with We Come in Peace. Right before that, we had Daniel Lesson and Mysteries of Time, a deep progressive groover that's been one of my favorite tracks of this year so far. If you want to stay abreast with whatever is going on with the podcast, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at RobMendozaM. That's at RobMendozaM. I'm going to close it out with the legendary Chilean producer Ovnimoon, something off of his latest album, Holistic. This is called Tesoro Interior. And right after it comes the interview with Spinny Laney, so don't miss out on that. Thank you guys for all the support to myself and the podcast, and I'll catch you next week on another ride on the Psy Side here on Test Drive.
interview of the month.
Well, thank you very much, guys. Thank you for joining me here on Test Drive, the Global Progressive Side Radio Show. And today we have a great interview with Miss Lainey Round. You probably know her as Spiny Lainey. She's a wonderful artist. Oh my God. Well, thank you so much, Speedy. I needed to get corrected there. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And you probably know her, many collaborations throughout the Progside world and beyond. And she's a wonderful artist, wonderful musician. And we're going to have a few minutes here to chat with her. And first of all, thank you so much for being with us. I know it's been an ongoing struggle, Spiny, yeah. So thank you so much.
But we got there, and thanks so much for inviting me as well.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. I was reading your background, and of course, you're a trance musician. And so I guess the first question would be, how did you and trance come together?
Right, well, yeah, as you've read, I had a classical training. So from the age of 8, I started playing the flute, and I learned in the traditional classical way, did all the grade exams, and did A-level music, and then even went on to do a classical music degree as well. And actually, it was kind of the music degree in a way. Actually having to study classical music in that depth that sort of, it kind of got me to the stage, sadly, where I couldn't really listen to instrumental music and enjoy it anymore, because I'd had to analyze it to death, basically. In my degree, we had to analyze pieces of music so much that I guess I needed something fresh, really. So it kind of turned me away, in a sense, from classical music, although I still love classical music, and you know, there's so much in classical music that you wouldn't get in any other genre. But in terms of actually enjoying listening to a genre, yeah, I got into electronic music because it was something fresh and something that I hadn't studied, basically. So it was just something that I could enjoy listening to. And I just met some people at university who were into electronic music, and so it's kind of a gradual process, really. I was into heavy metal as a teenager, so yeah, university was kind of the transition, really. And I also met some people who were into psytrance, and I think after university, around graduated in 2002, and around then I went to my first psytrance party and then just fell in love, basically, and that was that.
Yeah, well, you know, it seems like every producer that I've been talking to it always tells me the same story, and you know, it's always a party that, you know, I guess you have to experience it live, you know, high decibels, and to get something happening in your body, I guess.
Yeah, and the whole atmosphere as well. I mean, back then, the psytrance scene in London was thriving, really. And the first party I went to was an outdoors party, and you know, it was the whole thing. It was the people, you know, the vibe, the decor, the music, everything. And of course, the setting, you know, having amazing psytrance music with fantastic people, beautiful decor in beautiful English woodland, you know, it was quite an experience. So yeah, that certainly got me started on the whole thing.
So Elaine, tell me, how's the production process when you sit down in front of the computer, how you go about you know, creating your songs?
Well, I start off probably how most producers do, with the bass and all the percussion. But then after that, I start putting in the melodies, because that's my main strength from my musical training, and having played the flute since the age of 8. I've kind of got melodies coming out of my ears. So I just start overlaying melodies, basically. And then in the end, all those melodies sort of fit together, one on top of each other. And then I sort of structure it around the chord sequence. Mm-hmm. And then from that, I break it down and make the rest of the track from it. So I actually find the difficult part is kind of stripping it down, really. Mm-hmm. So initially, I've got lots of melodic ideas sort of fitting together and riffs, all sort of fitting together like a jigsaw. And then, yeah, then I just have to strip it down, basically, and sort of thin the ideas out. So I come up with the main substance of the tune first, basically, and then... Yeah, then just start stripping it back from there.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, I was wondering, you know, since so many artists actually, you know, put out albums. Well, you've been doing a lot of collaborations and also, you know, putting out singles here and there. But you think eventually you will have time to do like a full-length album?
Well, it's interesting that you ask that, actually, because I'm currently working on an album. I've just started a new collaboration with another London producer. He's actually originally from Spain, though he's been living in London about 10 years or so. And yeah, we've just started a new project. So we're working on an album together at the moment. We've done 2 tracks together, and we're sort of working on our third at the moment. So that's my plan at the moment. I'm sort of focusing on that. I will come back to my own solo stuff, but I'm mostly focusing on that really at the moment, because it's going well, and we're looking at performing together as well, because of course when I'm performing live, I kind of have my hands tied with playing the flute, so he can do he can do a lot of live manipulation while I'm playing the flute, and we're working well together, and our skills complement each other. So yeah, so that's my plan for the moment. I've got a few other things coming up as well. Some of my other solo tunes are going to be released soon as well. And my tune, Road to Recovery, is going to be released soon on Off New Moon on Palatial Times. Good Vibes. And then Interdimensional Flying as well is going to be released at some point. I haven't decided on the record label yet, but yeah, that'll be coming soon as well, along with lots of other collaborations as well. And I'm doing recordings for a lot of people. I've got a long list of people that I need to do recordings for still. And I'm doing a few versus tracks with people as well. So yeah, there's a lot coming.
Well, so definitely, you know, your life has taken a big change since you put out that viral video a few years ago.
Yeah, well, it all started from there, really. And I'm glad I actually decided to start writing my own music, though, because from that, I obviously started all the collaborations and I started recording for people. But then I realized really that, you know, this is what I want to do, and this is my passion. So yeah, I just realized that I needed to start learning to produce myself. So I started doing that well, I've only been producing for 2 years, actually, but I've sort of thrown myself into it, really, because once I decide I'm going to do something, then I really go for it, basically. So, yeah, it's been pretty intense. So
Yeah, and you know, I think it's something that's very common with musicians and artists, you know, throughout the world. It's the fact that, you know, once you are passionate about something, eventually you want to express yourself, you want to create something that's your own, because you're so influenced by, you know, by this sound that, you know, you feel you need to express also something inside of you concerning this. So I do understand you. I mean, it's yeah, it's a very logical progression.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. I mean, I've really got a lot to express. And, I mean, it was always fantastic. You know, when I started doing the tracks with Dice, you know, that was wonderful. And, you know, recording for other artists, you know, that's been amazing. But the step to actually producing all my own tracks and actually creating tracks that are solely mine it's just taken it to the next level, really. And each of my tracks tells a story, so yeah, I've got a lot to express, really. And and I think, as I said before, having the flute in it as well adds, it helps in that emotional story as well. So
oh wow! Now that you've been in the scene now for a few years now, Elena, and you've seen how everything develops and you know, in the background, you know, backstage, if you want to put it, you know, in a word, how do you feel about, you know, the overall psytrance scene? You know, how do you feel about it? You think it's in a good condition? It's healthy? They need some help? You know, what's your assessment of it?
Well, I mean, I can't really comment too much on the global scene, but I mean, I've witnessed the scene in London over the past 10 years or so, and it certainly changed a lot. And yeah, I hate to say, it has gone a bit downhill in some ways, partly in the sense that there are far less people going to parties these days. And so that consequently there's a lot less money in it as well, so it's quite difficult for artists as well. I mean, I found, you know, artists don't always get paid, and you know, it's often the same artist playing every weekend as well. I think it's just generally in a lot of senses it's kind of shrunk, the horizons have kind of shrunk a bit, but you know, people are still putting a lot of effort into it, and yeah, we're all, you know, we're all trying to keep it going, basically. But yeah, it's the music's changed as well. There's a lot more of this dark side trance, which I'm not really a huge fan of, so I don't know what direction it's going to go in now. We're all in London, we're all trying to revive it, basically. You know, everyone's trying hard to keep it going. I mean, I am focusing at the moment on trying to get more gigs abroad, partly because there isn't as much going on in London anymore. Once I've had a few gigs abroad, then I'll be able to comment a bit more on you know, what it's like in other countries.
Yeah, you know, I really appreciate it. You know, it gives us an insight, you know, on a very local region. You know, how it is. I think my perspective is that it may be a little bit different in different places. So it's a really good insight, you know, what you're telling us right now. And it is true, you know, it's artists like yourself and a bunch of artists out there that really keep the scene going. And I think what I really appreciate about it is the fact that it's a very passionate scene, you know, and a lot of people do it because they really feel strong about this type of music, and it really makes them feel in a very special way.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that, at the end of the day, that's why we're all doing it. I mean, you know, it's very difficult to get any sort of money out of this, you know. So, yeah, most of us are doing it for love, really. So, but the way I see it is, if I can get to go to other countries and be paid to go to other countries and perform, then I'm happy, basically. yeah. You know, and that, you know, doing what I love, that's the main thing. And it has been fantastic, really. Just to be able to, as I say, sit down and create something that comes from me and tell my story. You know, that's what I want to do, really. And, you know, people respond well to that. I think music speaks louder than words, basically. So, you know, people can appreciate what I'm trying to express. You know, it comes from me, basically. So I just feel grateful that I have the opportunity to do that, really. So, yeah. Hopefully that continues.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, one of the wonderful things is that you've created your own sound, because I think everybody now, you know, whenever they hear a track and there's some flute going on, they will immediately think, oh, you know, that's a Spinny playing, you know, you know, it's yeah. Automatic now, you know, it's automatic.
Yeah, well,
your
exactly. Well, I have my own style of playing as well, which is just sort of happened, really. I mean, it's partly from the musical background that I've had. It's partly from my classical training. So, in a way, I'm almost making a fusion between classical music and psytrance. There's definite classical influences in there, but I've kind of put my own spin on it. Do you like? So. Yeah. Yeah, but it's just nice to have the freedom to do that, really. And I think it's great to have more melodies in psytrance as well. That's me, you know. I just love melodies, basically. So that's the main thing in my music is my melodies, I guess. Mm-hmm.
No, and I think it's true what you're saying. You know, I think it's what identifies you really well. You know, whenever we listen to one of your tracks, and I just want a space trip. You know, I just close my eyes. I just want to take a space trip. There's this connection. You know, there's this connection with psytrance and space. I guess we all want to transcend in some way. You know, I think it's. That search of transcendence and going beyond this corporeal being and I'm getting a little bit spiritual here, but you know, and maybe I don't believe in some of this stuff, but this is the way I feel it, you know. It feels like you want to transcend, and space gives you that sense of freedom, you know, to see all the things that you can't see really in life. So I guess that's what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, music is such a spiritual experience for me. So I kind of feel like when I'm making my music, I think I mentioned before that it just sort of happens most of the time if I'm lucky. I mean, obviously there are the times when I'm sort of sitting there, you know, and then nothing's happening. But I've been quite lucky that a lot of my tracks up until now have kind of flowed. In fact, one of my tracks is called Flow. And yeah, it's kind of when I'm in the zone, you know, either if I'm improvising on my flute, or if I'm just sort of in the flow of writing the track, it's coming from, I don't know where it's coming from sometimes. It's sort of like the music's coming through me almost. Yeah, when I listen back to my tracks, I feel like, you know, it really makes me feel deeply. And when I'm playing as well, I'm totally, totally on another planet, basically. It's a very, very spiritual thing for me. And that's what I'm trying to give to other people. And I see people on the dance floor, and yeah, I mean, it's called Psytrance for a reason, you know. So, yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Do you feel that sometimes, okay, there's Psytrance that it feels like it's built for the dance floor, and then there's Psytrance that you just want to play it when you're driving in your car and you want to be transported.
Oh, it's so funny you say that, because that's exactly what I do a lot of the time, and I always listen to progressive Psytrance when I'm driving, and I love it. I absolutely love it. I think that's exactly the kind of music that I go for.
Yeah, and it takes you away from it's very dangerous while you're driving, I think, because your mind spaces out, because you're thinking, oh man, you know, and it's a conscious effort. I mean, you know, it's not like you're spacing out, but you're driving, and then suddenly the road becomes less tedious, and if you sometimes I do this, you know, when I'm trying to find new tracks, you know, I listen to a lot of shows and stuff like that, and sometimes I hear a melody and I go, oh, wow, man, that's a great melody, and sometimes I take my eyes off the road because I was taken aback by it, you know, and I don't know if it's happened to you, but I think it's a very powerful, you know, type of music.
Yeah, it just makes me feel fantastic, basically. I love driving. I mean, I do like driving anyway. But if I didn't have any music, it'd be a totally different experience. I mean, I've got a good sound system and I just love it. You know, really, I can drive. If I've got good music, I can drive for hours and be very happy. I like music that puts me in a good state of mind, basically. I just like music that makes me feel good. And that's what I'm trying to achieve with my music, I guess. You know, I hope that when people listen to it, that, you know, it makes them feel good and that they enjoy it. That's kind of my main objective, really.
Well, yeah, well, they do. I mean, when I listen to your songs, I want to put a space helmet, man. You know?
Well, actually, one of them, as I said, one of my releases that's coming out soon is called Interdimensional Flying. So, in that track especially, there's definitely a spacey element. That was actually influenced by astral projection. Not the Psytrance artist, but it was actually influenced by the experience of, you know, actually having an out of body experience, and you know, kind of like it's kind of almost like lucid dreaming. I've had this experience a lot, kind of when I'm sort of half asleep, and it's been an incredible experience actually leaving my body and then flying around in amazing places. So yeah, so that was influenced by that.
Elaine, thank you so much. I mean, I know this interview has been really hard to achieve for us. It's been an interdimensional flight, really, for me. You know, it's out of body experience trying to get this done, but you know, I'm really glad, because you're one of those artists that it's a little bit different. You're bringing something new, and I was really looking forward to talking to you and getting your insight, you know, concerning this beautiful music that we love. So I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yes, you know, I wish you the best, and you know, and thank you so much for talking to us, and you know, hope to have you again soon when you have another release, you know?
You can stay tuned. All my releases will be on my Facebook group and my SoundCloud and all of that lot. So
that's right. Are you on Twitter as well?
I was, but I didn't get on that well with it, actually. Maybe I should start going on again. But I just didn't find that I got that much of a response from it. So, yeah, but maybe I will start going on there again with the new releases anyway.
All right. Well, very well. Well, guys, if you're listening, you know, check out her Facebook page. You know, check her out. I mean,
this is a great artist. What am I saying?
Thanks a lot.
This is a great artist. So we'll talk to you soon, Elaine. Thank you so much for taking the time. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Take a ride into unknown musical landscapes.
This is Rob Mendoza's Test Drive.